Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. My name is Spencer Walsh. You're listening to The Spencer Walsh Show on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. We have a great show for you today. We are going to be going over some big news concerning how the world leaders are addressing the climate crisis. It's definitely something we are going to be focusing, or we should be focusing a lot on. And that is, you know, we are really going to want to be looking into that and, you know, hopefully taking it a little bit more seriously than some of our world leaders seem to do. We'll also have a little bit of an update, hopefully, on the labor movement. That's if we have time today. But then about 15 minutes in the show, we got a jam-packed New York themed mix for you, taking you through some of the best ever in New York rap and hip-hop. And obviously, there is quite a lot of subject matter to deal with there, so I'm going to be busy playing you some of the best. And then we'll finish it off with probably, you know, a fun, you know, rap-related story, you know, keep the theme going. That's pretty much the plan for today's show. Let's get right into it. And we are starting, of course, as I said before, with the COP26 talks that are taking place in Glasgow, that in the UK. Big moment there for Boris Johnson. But, you know, Joe Biden also seizing some headlines. He was seen falling asleep for some of the opening speeches during the COP26 the COP26 summit here. So someone was apparently speaking, Joe Biden sitting there with his, there's video out of it, him kind of sitting there with his arms crossed, not really, you know, looking very responsive and just kind of looking, you know, straight ahead. A very apt, you know, physical representation of the world's approach to the climate crisis, just sitting there, you know, about to doze off, just getting ready to get blasted in the face with all of the crises and catastrophes that scientists are predicting are coming our way over the next 30, 40, 50 years. This was him in Glasgow. It was a little bit chaotic, to say the least. And, you know, there has been a lot of discussion about, you know, a lot of people are going to try and spin this. People say, oh, Joe Biden, he should be, you know, attentive during this meeting. But when it comes to this meeting, when we're talking about, like, you know, the grand purposes of this meeting, it's a lot of people getting in there, a lot of people wanting to, you know, look good, but very few actual commitments being made. I mean, we have some people, even Prince Charles seems to have it right, talking about the need for a military mobilization. You know, I wonder what his real take is on the, you know, the Green New Deal and what he thinks about that. And, you know, what he thinks of people like Jeremy Corbyn and the people in England trying to push it. But I saw that today. He was pushing hard for a Green New Deal, acting like, you know, this would be the thing that would kind of get him, not for a Green New Deal, but he was pushing for a military-style mobilization, which is, you know, exactly the right approach. And I had to really laugh when I saw all the world leaders, and I believe they were in Rome as well for climate change. Maybe that was like the warm-up talk. I don't really know. Don't think it matters too much, but what I did see, they were in the fountain at Trevi, actually a place I've been before, don't mean to flex, but I've been there. It's really wonderful, very cool, amazingly built fountain, just like the sculptures are just incredible. But what they did there is they just threw coins in the fountain for good luck. You know, like, these are the people who literally control everything that happens in, you know, the grand scheme of, like, global industry. They have pretty much all the power. These are literally the world leaders. You know, they don't have all the power, but they are the world leaders who would be able to, if they were interested, wield a lot of influence. But that really is just not happening at this point in time for, you know, really any, you know, in any kind of consistent way. So it really is hard to fault in a real way someone like Joe Biden for getting out there and being so dismissive, because, you know, it's really hard to get that inspired when you look at what's happening. And, you know, we see people, again, also full disclaimer here, looking at the stimulus package and the reconciliation bill that Joe Biden is working through, he is cutting climate measures left and right. So it's not like he really cares about it. But, like, this meeting also, very much a bit of a charade. I saw a tweet today, 1.2 billion ton increase in emissions, I believe is a stat, since COP1, which was in the early 1990s. So you have to wonder if there's any, you know, are people really backing up what they're trying to say here? And, you know, it's hard to make the case that they are. Because, yeah, it's just really, it's not good. So let's get into a little bit of what is happening here today. You know, a lot of world leaders. Let's see if we can, you know, kind of do the count the cliches situation from all this stuff. So this is actually, you know, it's hosted by the United Nations, which, you know, they do some good work, obviously, with their, you know, various charities, but they are, you know, really horribly ineffective on a lot of other stuff just because how much, you know, the U.S., can veto, and, you know, big countries who have just a lot of power can really influence a lot of the proceedings there because it's so non-binding. But more than 100 heads of state and government and thousands of diplomats are meeting to set new targets for cutting emissions from burning coal, oil, and gas that are heating the planet. The conference is held annually, but this year is critical because the scientists say nations must make an immediate, sharp pivot away from fossil fuels if they hope to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. So you kind of can see here how the projections, how the advice from scientists is changing. Like, first we were like, oh, we just need to do, you know, the bare minimum to avoid... we just need to act now to avoid the consequences of climate change. Now we need to act now to avoid the worst consequences of climate change. The point is, there will be consequences, whether we like it or not. And the question is, how soon, how drastic, how quick can we act to mitigate them? This is literally a situation where even the most straight-laced, you know, standard issue, you know, not very radical people scientists are. They're very much, you know, people who are not, you know, caught up in an idea and kind of taken away with it. There are people who study things very rationally, but the general consensus is the more action, the more, you know, direct radical intervention for this stuff with climate change, the better. So it is very, very important to see this, what results of this, although I think it's very, very fair to say that your expectations can and should be low. So the goal here is obviously to prevent the global average global temperature from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit compared with levels before the Industrial Revolution. That's the threshold beyond which scientists say the dangers of global warming, such as the deadly heat wave, water shortages, crop failures, and ecosystem collapse, grow immensely. So all that fun stuff that's already kind of beginning to see happening in some very kind of prominent places in the world, like, I don't know, our West Coast. Every kind of, what's it, it's fall, I think, mostly when the wildfires are the worst. But, you know, there's wildfires all throughout the year now. Like, it's just happening regularly. We saw, you know, a period in the summer where just crazy climate disasters were happening one after another, after another, after another. You know, we're seeing storms happen more and more and more. You know, it's very much gathering up. And it's really the issue that I think if you're looking at it at all from any kind of preservation of human life standpoint, this is the one that kind of overarches over everything else. So, yeah, you know, there's no overstating its importance, I would say. But China, Australia, India, Russia, and Brazil have either failed to set new targets for cutting carbon emissions this decade or announced ones that scientists consider weak. I don't know about, you know, the United States here. We should kind of look inward, to say the least. Meanwhile, only a few wealthy countries have allocated money to help poor and vulnerable nations cope with the impacts of climate disasters that they have done little to cause. Those two factors make the likelihood of success at the conference, known as COP26, uncertain. So COP26 is pretty much a conference of parties. In the diplomatic parlance, the parties refer to the 197 nations that agreed to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change in a meeting in 1992. So that was the original meeting where they decided to come in and talk about this stuff. That year, the United States and other countries ratified the treaty to combat dangerous human interference with the climate system and stabilize levels of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere. This is, again, an explainer here from the New York Times, Lisa Friedman. This is the 26th time, of course, they've gathered. But the question is, what has been happening the previous 25 years? The first COP, or COP, was held in Berlin in 1995 after a critical mass of nations ratified the climate convention. It was a milestone set the stage, for the Kyoto Protocol 2 years later, which required wealthy industrialized nations to curb emissions. The accord had some problems. One of them was its rejection by the United States, which is a big deal whenever, you know, because the United States can pretty much reject any UN policy, any UN accord. They don't have to play along like they do in a lot of different areas, and it just won't take effect. It will not be of any importance or any kind of prevalence. That was a big deal. He said that George W. Bush rejected it, citing the fact that it did not require China, India, or other major emerging economies to reduce their greenhouse gases. Fast forward to 2015, after more than two decades of disputes over which nations bear the most responsibility for tackling climate change, leaders of nearly 200 countries signed the Paris Agreement. That agreement was considered groundbreaking, it's kind of a step in the right direction because there was a step in a direction that was positive in the first place, not necessarily that was a big or appropriate step to kind of match the moment, I would say. And I think a lot of people would say, looking at, you know, where we are now in the projections. But, of course, the United States withdrew, and a very similar dynamic took place to kind of what always happens, you know, I guess you could say, when the United States breaks their agreement. So we'll be following some of the latest details here for you from COP26, this climate accord situation. We'll see if it's still in the news next week. I would guess not. But what actually generally has been, and I think it's very encouraging to say, has been in the news over the last few weeks, has been labor actions that have been taking place on ground. And you love to see it. I'm a big fan here, by the way, of the Tufts Labor Coalition. That is a club here that does great work with some of the Tufts workers and other groups. So that is very, very good, kind of in the area that are interested in labor rights. So quick shout out, of course, to them. But we do have a lot of other labor news happening all across the country, starting, you know, with John Deere. This is from Who Gets the Bird, the This Week in U.S. Unions newsletter that you should definitely subscribe to, by Labor Notes labor reporter Jonah Furman. So a Deere worker, Richard Rich, was killed by a driver while leaving a picket line in Milan, Illinois, early Wednesday morning. Members have been complaining for weeks about the non-functional streetlights on the busy roads and at work sites across the company. On Saturday, Deere and UAW announced they had a tentative agreement on the strike, the 17th day of this 10,000th member strike. Contract highlights, not that it should be noted, actual language changes, which would be, you know, kind of very crucial here, but what the agreement here, the UAW Deere agreement, is, of course, again, we talked about this, I believe, on the first show, possibly, but if we haven't, what's going on here is this UAW John Deere strike about these labor tiers, which is what's been happening. So pretty much what they've done at John Deere is said, if you join pre-1997, you have better benefits, better pensions, better pay. And if you join post-97, you're on a lower tier with worse benefits, worse pay, and, you know, all that stuff. You just have a worse and separate contract. You know, that is definitely something to, you know, divide and conquer the workplace. And it's just, you know, unfair on its first. And what they're admitting here is that they can pay more, but they just don't want to do it to everyone. They just want to divide and conquer the, you know, the unity and cohesion of their labor force here. And that's a big thing they're fighting for. That in this contract has not been changed, but what has been changed is better pensions and a 10% raise instead of a 5% raise. So they're going to have a vote on that. Meanwhile, the Heaven Hill whiskey strike in Bardstown, Kentucky is over after the 400-plus members voted to reject a contract offer. Yes, you read that right. The UFCW. they voted to reject the contract, but the strike's over. The UFCW has a 2/3 rule for continuing a strike. So it was not 2/3. It was just a majority that voted to continue the strike. So it did not pass. A little bit awkward, but we'll see. So a Harvard graduate students in this, you know, right here in the Massachusetts area, just a, you know, few blocks down the road, with a UAW Local 5118, held a 3-day strike, and they and the other private sector grad worker unions struggled to achieve a normal level of labor peace and reliable contracts. Same goes for student workers at Columbia who are planning to begin a strike on November 3rd. If they don't get a contract, they organize a show of force on Friday to set the tone. At the other Columbia, the college in Chicago, hundreds of faculty voted to authorize a strike after crossing the three-year anniversary of their last contract expiration. The 17,000 University of California student researchers who have filed for union recognition but are not being recognized by the administration despite the state's labor board's opinion they must be, are now also moving to have a strike authorization vote. Adjuncts in Fresno, California at the State Center Community College, they're going to continue to speak out about low pay and not being paid for prep time. There's union activity happening everywhere. That's just a taste of it, because what we have to do now is we need to get into our mix. You know, for the first time, what I really want to do is kind of create a theme to today's show, and that is going to be my home state really contributed, I think, so much to rap music, and want to give a shout out, you know, and we're just going to take you through some of the best, some of the greatest from, you know, when was it, African Bambaataa, really the founder of hip-hop in the Bronx, in, you know, 70s, 80s, taking you all the way through to today, giving you some of the biggest and best hits here over the next 30 minutes, and then finish off with something fun for you after 1:45 on 2:2. All right, we're starting it off with a little bit of Missy Elliott here on WMFO.
My cho-cha. You do what you don't know, you will, I won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips and my tips, so cha. See my ass and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. It's the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it. I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you're a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the gal, listen me with you. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba boom, ba boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba boom. Boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka donk, don't. Take my thong off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. Boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh? Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go brr-pum-pum, give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive before I need it. It's your primitive before I need it. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive before I need it. It's your primitive before I need it. Come on, to my fellas. I like the way you work that.
Keeping it strong with Missy Elliott. And moving it right in to the King of New York until he dies, Jay-Z.
Turn my music. Ha, 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 yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets where the hood can swallow on me. Bullets will follow on me. There's so much that you can run the slalom. The cops comb this top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home, where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. Prices up and down like it's Wall Street home, but this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that, but damn. This ain't a sewn outfit, Holmes, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. Tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. I swear you're wrong. I came into this mother 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would have told him that Ho would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, four. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth, mother. I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter, I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby, I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake, move on and switch states. Cap the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate, never follow orders. Face, get your oh, this is Big J. I will not lose, ever.
I do not care where you're from, that's gonna get you going any day of the week. It's You Don't Know, Jay-Z, The Blueprint. That was just an era when that kind of rap, especially coming from New York City, was just carrying the day in hip-hop. And boy, did that album, and especially that song, really carry the day for me in my New York journey. But here's a song that really is, to me, New York rap. This is the physical, auditory manifestation of it. Yeah. It's not.
Straight out the open dungeons of rap. We're fake and don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing it, holding the instrument. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, elude holes left in my peak holes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hammy and I'm in out the beat flows. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway, or either on the corner betting grants with the
the CeeLo champs, laughing at big sets, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick, forever ticking dawkish, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Ziggin' be running through the block, shooting. Time to start the revolution, catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the best amp was in the grass, and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the amp up, two brothers back up, the amp spit, and that was hitting. Ziggin' one ran, I made a backflip, heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook, couldn't look, gave another squeeze, heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck, tried to knock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger, finally pulled it back and saw three people caught up in the near spot, so now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see us, now I'm zombie, it's like the game ain't the same, got young and zigging, pulling the trigger, bringing fame to their name, and claim some corners, crews without guns upon us, in broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us, I'll force exist, yeah, max and fat, same ziggins to catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting ziggins knocked. So hold your stash to the fourth price drop. I know this girl kid who says she got a bumps nice out. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring box. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large ziggins erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster. Drinking Moet's, holding S's. Making sure the cash came correct, then I stepped. Investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell. Out winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nugget. Walking with his finger on the nugget. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a snitch, I'm with it, now have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the fish, my blend tape plays. The looks are strays, youngs and snips is braids. Each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to kick ass, I just max. I dream I could sit back and lamp like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life. Rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks. Never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Uber and stick with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about pounds I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. Your state of mind.
If that's not the sound of New York, I don't know what is. It's New York State of Mind from Nas off of his classic album, Illmatic. And now we take it from the classic to the new. It's the new ASAP Ferg Floor Seats right here on the New York Mix, the Spencer Walsh Show.
They don't even wanna pick, wanna lick up, wanna. Yeah. I done made a couple hits, going hammer with a pick. God handed me the gift, not the slammer for a brick. Yeah. Rollie ain't got a tick, I attract a lot of dicks. Getting caught up in the mix, Hollywood same chicks. Didn't know that I'd be doing this, went to school for paying picks. Now I paint the bigger pick, see I'm really with the shit.
Now all the pretty girls, they love me. I want a jumbotron, you can ignore me. Just take my seats and feel cozy. Yeah, I'm grabbing for the four seats. Now all the pretty girls, they love me. I want a jumbotron, you can ignore me. Just take my seats and feel cozy.
Tiffany Stone fifth. I'm performing with the gliss. All the gliss up on the wrist. Waterfall, not the drip. Montage with a boot. Massage with a hit. Hit the ground with a pick. Whole computer catch a glitch. They say I remind them of rich.
Richard Porter with the chips. Looking like a quarter lick. You a hater, just admit. You look, we be on one like Rick. I put you on to this shit. I was born in this shit. I'm the dawn in this shit.
We all going for the falsies. Now all the pretty girls deny me. I'm on a jumbo train, you can ignore me. Just think of my senses, it goes in. We all going for the falsies. Now all the pretty girls deny me. I'm on a jumbo train, you can ignore me. Just think of my senses, it goes in.
That was ASAP Ferg, but I think we can all agree, if this man had survived, and of course, God rest his soul, but he would have been the king of New York. But we can still love and bump his music any day of the week. It's Get Back from Pop Smoke.
Look, but he gon' get that, grit that, grit that, grit that. Send shots, make him get back. All that chit chat, chit chat, riff rap, riff rap. My they in the dat. He talking hot, but he ain't on. What? I got like 50 rounds up in his clip. If I go to jail, I plead the fifth. Cause mommy still gon' love a kid. Kinda like me up and give me a bit. I'm like, pigs. The judge like, why you acting like it? I said I'm moving like I'm Steven Vick. My lawyer like, puppy, why you brazen? I said I pop up and feel amazing. Shoot for the stars, I'ma feel amazing. Look at the money, I'm racing. She wanna, hold on. She's stuck in a book, have a way for arraignment. She get edible arrangements. That's the only form of payment. Shorty a snack. And after I snack, I'ma blow her back. She like, Papi, you so crazy. I told her, wine on me, baby. She wanna start, she wanna, cause she know who we are. These dirty ain't here no bro. When they come up, I got galore. She wanna grip that, lick that, put a stick at. Freak put my dick where her lips at. Woo. She going no gas, no chit chat. She going no gas, no chit chat. Hey, bubble bum bum. Here come that boy with the drum. If I pull it out, then that boy gonna run. If he want the smoke, knock the beef out his bun. Hey, I go dumb, dumb, dumb. Go dumb. Air it out, leave him slump, slump, slump. What they say, they know that I'm Gucci. Pull out with a pump, pump, pump.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-V. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C, Ho. Fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do, take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect us. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Uh-huh. Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace.
Thank
with
you,
my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it. That Brooklyn bull, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so fake.
Let's go. Ho! Uh-huh. Ho! You
keeping it back and forth with Jay-Z, Biggie, Energy, two of the best to come out of the city. We got it all for you here from New York for the next 10 minutes.
Get your man, now give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish on me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling when I f them, will I diss them? That's what they be yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. Y'all be chasing, I'll replace them, huh? Drunk on Chris, mommy on E. Can't keep a little model hands off me. Both in the club, singing on key. And I wish I never met her at all. It gets better, ordered another round. It's about to go down. Got six model chicks, six bottles of Chris. Four velvet ass, got weed everywhere. What do you say? Me, you and your Chloe glasses. Go somewhere private where we could discuss fashion. Like Prada blouse, Gucci bra. Okay, Filth Margin, take that off.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish me.
Come on, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
But don't bullish me.
Mama, give me that funk, that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel it right here. Scott Storch. Yeah, Khaled, I see you. Showbiz born law. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York. It happens. Kids clapping. Love to spark the place. Have the in the squad, got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the chump. This is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity, yeah. 10 years, been legit, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think? Mob, nickname the cook, cook. Should've been called on robbery. Stall shit, or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Just as long, I knew me and my people was gonna bubble. Came out the gate on some Flojo. Fat with the shotty was the logo kid. Said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Hard to the easy, into the whiz eye. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay fizzy. I got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizzy. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die. With a matching jacket, about to cop me a mansion. My mansion in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance with boogies. So never mind how we got here with burgers and hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission and the bouncers don't check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle of the dance floor, reckless checking. Steady, like my necklace started relaxing. Now that's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, we still the same. Flow just changed, now we about to change the game.
Said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. Now we living better now, coochie sweating now. When that G4 can fly through any weather now. See, get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feet.
It's Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Terror Squad with Lean Back there. One of the better New York female rappers. Always with a fire verse there for you, Remy Ma, along with Fat Joe. But, you know, it's about time that we started paying tribute to some more of the female rappers that own it in New York. Lover or hater, you cannot deny Nicki Minaj setting the tone with this one, reinventing that female rap. Not just from New York, but for the whole nation.
Put your number twos in the air if you did it on them. Did it on them.
tattoos in the air if you did it on them. All these bitches is my sons. And I'ma go and get some pips for them. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on them. If I had a dip, I would pull it out and sit on them. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake, bitch.
Did it on them.
You felt the ground shake, right?
And I just did it on them. This stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come.
Goes for my nest. Yeah, come across the globe. Goes for my nest. Yeah, come across the globe.
Look, now I say luxury apartment. Wow. I'm young and I'm Harley. Yeah. There's a that in my bed and that bitch is a target. Lawyer is a Jew, he gon' chew up all the charges. No matter if you fuck with me, I get money regardless. That guap guap, get some chicken. Guap guap, get some bread. Guap guap, get some chicken. Guap guap, get some bread. Flex, get some money, tell me why you stressed. Now I say, hold down, G's up. You know how I'm rocking, but my watch is freezed up. I can't wait until they drop that Lamborghini truck. I'm careful where I park it, who have it beat up. Them getting beat up. Slim waist, fat, my shit is caked up. My bad, activate, without no makeup. That collard greens, cornbread, neck bone, back fat. Get it from my mama, and you don't know where your daddy at.
Going from Nicki to Cardi to 50 Cent, it's Candy Shop.
How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a in the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it come to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. Want one taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do.
What we do.
And where we do.
And where we do.
The things we do.
Things we
are
do.
Just between me and you. Nice and slow, climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch and had me thinking about that after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping. On my champagne campaign, bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One taste of what I got.
Here we go, WMFO, Bobby Shmurda for the first time probably ever on this radio station, but we're going to do it. It's not New York, isn't it, without Bobby Shmurda? But clean version, of course, don't worry.
And you be on some hot boy. Like I talk to Shai, see when I sh boys. Like you see them pull up in the drop boys. And we keep them up to my block boys. And Monte keep it on him, he done drop boys. And we be wildin', he some hot boy. Tones known to get busy with them boy. Try to run down and you could catch a sh boy. Running through these checks till I pass out. The shorty give me till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a get up on my trap house. I've been selling touches like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the made. Jaja told me flip them how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out. Free PC done, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free fan on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them, we gon' put some shit on them. I send a little dot. Send a drop on him. She gon' call me up and I'ma sit the highs on him. Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy's dressing G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my squad. And with them is a problem, we gon' brawl. Popping up there. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Bra. Bro, daylight and we gon' let them things blow. Tell them free me, yo.
We're about ready to close out our New York mix there. We did love to keep it fiery with a little bit of Bobby Shmurda. And we're going to take you to close things out today to St. Albans, Queens for a little bit of Tribe Called Quest.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it? am a tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Love to end the show kicking it with A Tribe Called Quest, at least the music portion of it anyway. But don't worry, because we're going to have a little bit more, we're going to have a little bit more interesting stuff for you. Because I want to go to this little interesting story that I saw in the Ringer website today about what we were talking about a little bit last week, which is that ASAP Rocky mixtape I was very excited about. And just trying to, like, Charles Holmes here, trying to put it together into words. Probably a little bit better than I could. He does it here for The Ringer. And what he pretty much is saying is he showed us the purple-tinted vision of rap's future that, I mean, I would kind of argue that even he himself has not held up to this day. So it is very, very interesting to see what he has to say here. So ASAP Rocky, his seminal mixtape, Live Love ASAP, turned 10 on turned 10 yesterday, and after being confined to SoundCloud and all that stuff, and, you know, wherever you pirate music from, it got onto streaming services this past Friday. So there is, it's a very interesting situation. He got 60,000 views a decade ago. That's all it took for a relatively unknown Harlem rapper to go viral on YouTube. That rapper, obviously, was ASAP Rocky. If you were heavily online in 2011, there's a good chance you vividly remember this moment. A white girl with gold grills stares at an unsuspecting audience. Then she opens her mouth with these words from a then unknown rapper tumble out. This is for my getting high on the regular. Of course, that's a little opening line to a song called Purple Swag by ASAP Rocky. So from there, the world was then introduced to ASAP Rocky, a skinny regional polymath and a narcoleptic beat crafted by a pint-sized producer named Ty Beats, a light-skinned mastermind with an iconic birthmark called ASAP Yams, and a motley crew known as the ASAP Mob. Today, Purple Swag in the video that launched it into the stratosphere seemed kind of quaint. It's a low-budget love letter to Tumblr culture that went viral at a time when internet virality in the music industry was still very novel. Like, 60,000 views today is like a, like, C or D tier level, like, YouTuber that's just very, very niche and does not get anywhere. Like, 60,000 views won't get you nothing in today's day and age, because people are actually on the internet in insane numbers. Like, literally everyone's on it. Now, Rocky's 16-song mixtape back, though, on October 31st, 2011, kind of felt like a culmination of certain era of hip-hop. Rigid ideas of authenticity had been collapsing. Subgenres like cloud rap were popping up. But most importantly, rap regionalism was becoming less dogmatic, you know, like, you know, today's show. The idea that coming from a certain locale meant you were beholden to the aesthetics of the region meant less in this new landscape. For example, Drake, a former teen soap opera star from Toronto, was making odes to Houston like November 18th. Tyler, the Creator, a kid from Ladera Heights, California, had his biggest moment thus far, lampooning New York rap on his hit single Yonkers. And then there was ASAP Rocky, who had become a lightning rod for all of this and more. Even in 2011, the concept of the New York rapper was a misguided ideal that bordered on a cliche. Never mind that Ja Rule and 50 Cent realized that melody, even if coming from two imperfect voices, was the quickest way to chart dominance. A decade ago, New York was still seen as hip-hop's mecca, and Nas's dense storytelling and Jay-Z's cold and precise flow were still seen as creative heights to aspire to. But in the past 10 years, that's changed, and this tape played no small role in that. Almost kind of like a weird coming full circle way to say that, you know, this kind of era of back and forth battling, while it still is incredibly fun and excites a hip-hop fan like me, you know, regional boundaries today are less important than they ever are. A$AP Rocky, a, you know, native of New York, we played his music on the show today, but he is, especially on that album, heavily influenced by, you know, the chopped and screwed style of Houston. In many ways, Live Love ASAP was a right place, right time project that distilled an era where the internet and the music came out of tinny laptop speakers, were unrefined, unregulated, and unrelenting. And ASAP Rocky, like a sentient blog, took French braids, grills, Houston slang, high fashion, and a variety of microgenres and smashed them all together with enough force to have hipsters across America lose their minds. That is definitely a great way of putting it. Like, I did at one point a podcast about him, and I was called like the Dior Maverick. That's what I call him, because he would kind of take these elements in a rap that were really very rarely kind of combined together. Like, for example, you know, the kind of high fashion that you don't really, you know, some rappers have tried to incorporate into their style, but, you know, every rapper has a certain degree of fashion, but it's not always the most, you know, coherent or cohesive or biggest part of their identity in the way that ASAP Rocky's most certainly was. You got the Houston style that he kind of, I would say it's kind of more experimental, kind of more alt now than Houston style. He's kind of moved away from that a little bit in past, or, you know, in future albums, a little bit to my regret. But what he has, like, what I definitely would say he has is he continues to kind of, like, push the boundaries, and definitely not, really refusing to be defined as a New York, quote-unquote, rapper. It is, you know, it's a very, very interesting situation here with this album. It's not to mention, it's a great, great album to listen to, you know, like, if you just, it's the epitome of a chill album just for, you know, pure musical utility purposes, but, to understand Live Love ASAP here, you have to understand Houston. And to understand the allure of the East Coast in the early 2010s, there's no one better to talk to than Fat Tony. Like Rocky, Fat Tony was part of a new generation of rappers experiencing how much the internet was changing everything through social media and a seemingly infinite number of blogs. Fat Tony hails from Houston's Third Ward. As an up-and-coming rapper, he's acutely aware of the way his hometown was perceived by the rest of the country at the beginning of the 2010s. According to Tony, Houston rap can be divided into three distinct waves. The first with the 80s and 90s with Rap-A-Lot and other artists like Devin the Dude and the Convicts. The second with DJ Screw and the Stylistic Innovations. And the third with Swisha House, Mike Jones, Paul Wall, and others. You don't have to know who all those people are, but the point, that's just the eras of Houston rap. That second era, the Screw era, kind of informs this chopped and screwed nature of Live Love ASAP. So that, if you're wondering why, you know, you got that slow swang sound that you see, you know, in some parts of, you know, Don Toliver's music, and, you know, Travis Scott has kind of like carry that over, I think, with his Cactus Jack work, in some ways. Of course, Travis Scott actually is from Houston, and he's been influenced by that as well. But yeah, it's definitely interesting to see that, not just like him incorporating Houston rap, but him really breaking down some serious standards and, you know, ideas of regional boundaries in rap. Very, very interesting stuff. We will be back in 30 seconds following this brief message.
Believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Just a little bit of a PSA for you here to close out the show on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Radio. Thank you so much for listening to us here today. This has been the Spencer Wall Show. We got another great hour coming up for you, so do not change whatever or however you're listening to the station, and I'll see you right back here Monday at 1 p.m. next week.